Welcome to Canadian Defense Focus from CDR Radio, produced by Canadian Defense Review Magazine. This series of podcasts features interviews with leaders and experts in the defense industry, as well as reports and profiles on the very latest in defense technology. I'm James Careless, Ottawa Bureau Chief with Canadian Defense Review, Canada's leading defense magazine. As Canada works to advance the Canadian Patrol Submarine Project, the procurement of 12 new submarines continues to offer a transformational opportunity for Canada's military and economic resiliency. For over 17 years, Babcock has been a trusted partner of the Royal Canadian Navy as the prime contractor on the Victoria In-Service Support contract. Their team brings a deep understanding of maintenance systems engineering to Canada's submarine sustainment enterprise, as well as valuable insights and lessons learned that can be directly applied to the Canadian Patrol Submarine Project. Tony March is Babcock Canada's CEO. He's joining us today to talk more about Babcock's work, their teaming agreement with Hanwha Ocean, their impact on the Canadian economy, and how they can ensure an effective submarine sustainment transition between the current and new fleet. Tony, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks very much, James. Pleasure to be here.
The Victoria In-Service Support contract has been one of Canada's largest naval support contracts to date and has been incredibly complex. What role has Babcock played, and what are some of the achievements you and your team are most proud of?
You know, Babcock has been Canada's submarine sustainment partner since 2008. We are the prime contractor on the VISC program and have worked with our partners and side by side with the Canadian government and their partners to deliver the only industry-led submarine in-service support program in Canada. As I reflect back on the last 17 plus years of experience, I think there's a number of things that are worthy of mention. We have completed two extended docking work periods and are in the midst of completing the third. All of those are very, very complex industrial activities, amongst the most complex industrial activities undertaken in Canada, with huge volumes of production and engineering labor that has to be applied. One of the things that's worthy of mention is of those three extended docking work periods, two of them have involved quite significant repairs to submarines that were damaged in service. HMCS Chicoutimi suffered fire damage. HMCS Corner Brook suffered collision damage. Those were very complex repairs that had to be undertaken and would be above and beyond what would be normal refit level scope for an activity. So we're really proud that the teams were able to execute those repairs and return those submarines to service at the completion of those extended docking work periods. I think the other element that I would highlight is the degree and depth of modernization that the Victoria class went through during those extended docking work periods. They effectively saw a complete replacement of the combat management system, new weapon being applied with the heavyweight torpedo upgrade program, universal modular mast being installed, which significantly enhanced, you know, ISR capabilities across the platform. You know, the scope and scale of those modernizations are on par with the level of complexity from the Halifax class modernization and happened in that same extended docking work period. And the last point that I'd highlight about what we're really proud of is that we were able to establish a modern, diverse, and resilient submarine enterprise that involved industry. So from a standing start in 2008, we've now grown to having a submarine maintenance capability with several hundred experts that are able to deliver a scope and scale of submarine sustainment today that simply didn't exist 17 years ago.
As we look toward the Canadian Patrol Submarine Project, how can Babcock leverage all of the experience and knowledge gained from the Victoria In-Service Support contract to deliver an all-encompassing, purpose-built, and sovereign Canadian sustainment solution that will meet Canada's needs for the new fleet?
So I think as we look forward to the Canadian Patrol Submarine Project, and that's a project that, you know, I've been involved in submarines for over 20 years, that I'm personally really excited about. And I think those that are involved in defense, involved in Canada's naval capability are also very excited about. I think first and foremost, we have 17 years of experience and lessons learned from the Victoria in-service support contract. You know, there's a lot of lessons that have been learned, a lot of experience that's been gained. We know going forward that the sustainment solution is going to evolve. We know Canada does not want a carbon copy of the Victorian service support contract. They want something different from BISC. We understand that. We're very close to the customer and understand what those drivers are. And we want to apply those lessons and experience that we have to deliver that capability going forward. Going forward into the future, it's important to retain the capability that we have, particularly around engineering and project management, but also the supply chain and the trusted supplier relationships and all the work we have done to drive over 85% of the supply chain into Canada going forward. So I think that's really, really a key lesson that we look to apply going forward.
Last fall, Babcock entered a teaming agreement with Hanwha Ocean, a global leader in submarine design and construction, in support of the Canadian Patrol Submarine Project. What made Hanwha Ocean the right partner for Babcock, and why did both organizations make the choice to begin working together from the outset?
Well, I think that really comes down to synergy. So Babcock and Hanwha joined forces for the Canadian Patrol Submarine Project because of the mutual beneficial experience we have. Hanwha is an absolute world expert in delivering highly capable submarines with a track record of doing it on time and on budget. They're the designer of the KSS 3 Batch 2. They manufacture KSS 3 Batch 2 submarines at their shipyard in Goji. And they have a real expert and a proven multi-decade track record of being able to deliver submarines. Conversely, Babcock in Canada and globally are submarine and naval sustainment experts. And that is not necessarily the strength that Hanwha has. So Babcock has expertise in sustainment, expertise in the Canadian market. We have a Canadian supply chain. We have existing Canadian capability. And Hanwha has this really excellent platform that can be delivered timely and on budget. So when you combine those two things together, we have a lot to offer Canada. We've also, as a company, Babcock's been working with Hanwha since the beginning of the KSS 3 program. We provide weapons handling and launch system into the KSS 3. It's a critical subsystem. And that really formed the basis for us to have a discussion with Hanwha about expanding that pre-existing relationship. So this relationship on sustainment is new, but really builds on the existing supplier relationship we had with Hanwha previously.
The Canadian Patrol Submarine Project will be one of the largest conventional submarine procurements in modern history. And as a result, will provide a transformational opportunity for Canada and its citizens. The federal government has clearly stated that this procurement must be of maximum economic benefit to Canada. How will Babcock's work and role in supporting Canada's future fleet contribute to this objective?
So there's really two parts to that. One, Babcock's we provide one of the key subsystems on board the submarine, the weapons handling and launch capability. We'll be looking at exploring opportunities to localize that content as much as possible through the Canadian Patrol Submarine Project. The second is the sustainment and the long-term sustainment of the platform in service. You know, we have a proven track record of delivering a sovereign Canadian submarine sustainment solution at a smaller scale for the Victoria class. You know, we have very high direct spend on that under the Industrial Technological Benefits Program. You know, throughout this to date, we've generated over $3.2 billion in GDP impact, over $2.5 billion of direct ITBs has been exercised as part of that. So there's a lot of capability and economic activity that is already generated today. You know, a large portion of those roles are in STEM fields. You know, it's estimated that over the entire submarine enterprise, sustains in the neighborhood of 2,500 jobs across the supply chain and suppliers, and more than half of those are in STEM fields. It's absolutely important looking forward to CPSP that acknowledge that the capability and capacity that exists today is not big enough for the future. CPSP is triple the size of the fleet. It's going to have maintenance and sustainment operating on two coasts, vice one, but there's absolutely a nucleus of capability to grow from and move forward from. So I think that's really important. And we've proven, Babcock has proven over the past 17 years that we're able to localize a international supply chain. The Victoria class were delivered to Canada in the early 2000s. And over the first decade of the Victorian Service Support Contract, a lot of work was done to localize that supply chain. That was successfully executed. So we believe that that same model can be replicated for CPSP, and we can drive a truly sovereign and Canadian sustainment solution.
Finally, how would Babcock ensure an effective submarine sustainment transition from the current Victoria class to the new submarine class as selected by the government, ultimately minimizing some of the associated transition risks we have discussed throughout this interview?
So I think Canada, first off, Canada's due a lot of credit. They have absolutely understood the importance of the sustainment solution to the Canadian Patrol Submarine Project. And we're very keen, Babcock is very keen to continue to support Canada in that transition. You know, so I've talked about previously, we have experience as the prime contractor. We have several hundred staff and experts that are delivering that work today. I think it's very important as we look at that transition that we seek to achieve a seamless transition from the previous class to the next class and avoid dropping the baton. We need to hand the baton smoothly from the previous submarine enterprise to the next one. So part of that is, you know, we're seeing very rapid progress of the patrol submarine project. There's going to be if the schedules hold, some contractual overlap between VISC and the CPSP acquisition. Those are really key enablers, and we're really keen to work with Canada over that critical period to ensure that the expertise, the qualified suppliers, the supply chain are able to shift from supporting the Victoria class and moving forward into supporting CPSP. Over 17 years, that experience in submarine sustainment has been hard won and built over time, but it is fragile. And there's a real critical period between as we transition from the Victoria class into the Canadian Patrol Submarine to ensure that that nucleus of the capability, those hundreds of people that we have today, are able to support CPSP going forward. Canada doesn't have to start from a dead stop. There is a capability that exists today that can form the nucleus and the foundation to build the future larger sustainment enterprise for the Canadian Patrol Submarine Project.
Okay, well, thank you, Tony, for joining me today.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the latest in the CDR podcast series. They are produced by Canadian Defence Review, Canada's leading defence magazine. To hear more CDR podcasts, go to CanadianDefenseReview.com. Or find us on iTunes and YouTube Music under CDR Radio. I'm James Careless. Tune in next time for another defense-focused podcast from Canadian Defense Review.